Let's get this going. Any ideas for an intro?
Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan it is. We'll do Arms of an Angel. Because I feel it. I'm just going to play it right now.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason.
I wish you guys could hear this right now.
Good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Oh, a beautiful release.
Memories seep from my veins.
This video is nice because it shows me the lyrics.
Oh.
That's enough. I can't take it. It's so off-putting for our podcast. It's like someone has died. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 42, where we just have no idea what we're doing. And today we have Twitch, a.k.a. Spencer.
Hi.
Oh, that was real calm for your usual demeanor.
Hello.
You switched it up on me.
I don't know where to go from here.
I know. And of course, Puddles.
Yay, I'm always here.
Yeah, Puddles always here. He's my wingman, my podcast wingman.
I got one on your stick.
Just go crazy with it, you know? So, how are you guys? How's you guys on this lovely Friday afternoon?
I'm doing fine.
There he goes. He's back.
There he is.
He cranked it back. That was to put you in the false sense of security, and then he's just like, oh.
I gotcha.
They're going to turn their volumes up because they can't hear me, and then I'm going to go, hey, what's up?
I'm just going to do that through the whole hour and a half, whatever it's doing.
Bring it down real low, and bring it real high.
And then I'm going to bring it up right here.
Just blow out the levels, and people are going to be like, I can't listen to this one.
Skip it.
See you guys for episode 43.
Bye.
Bye. So, yeah, a lot of stuff has kind of happened this week. A lot of little stuff, some big stuff, and everything like that. I think one of the biggest things is that Mass Effect came out with the demo, finally, for Mass Effect 3.
Jeez.
And
it's intense. Like, the single player is fucking intense.
The single player is intense.
Because it gives you the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It shows everything that's happening. It's like, it gets right into it, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, because I haven't played it. Spencer, have you played it?
No, I haven't played it.
Yeah, so tell us a little about it.
Well, basically, at this point, I don't care. You know, I'm not spoiling anything. Come on. If you haven't played Mass Effect 2 by now, then come on.
You're not going to play it.
But in end of Mass Effect 2, you see the Reapers are invading.
Mm-hmm.
And so right at the beginning of Mass Effect 3, it's like apparently some amount of time has passed since the end of the number 2.
5 minutes.
And obviously after Shepard went off and joined Cerberus and did all this stuff, you know, Earth military, whatever, they're not too happy about that.
No, God, no. No, they're
no. So,
kind of disappointed.
Apparently I don't want to say he lost his rank, but he's not in active duty anymore. But they didn't court-martial him either. Like, he's not in trouble, but he's not, you know, he's a civilian now, basically.
Wait, so basically, he's no above a civilian? Like, he's just a civilian now.
Like,
wow.
He's not part of the military anymore, because obviously they can't punish him because he did good work.
He sort of saved everybody.
Yeah, saved everybody's ass. But they can't, you know, they can't show everybody that, oh, it's okay to do that stuff.
You can, yeah, you can't show them that being a vigilante is a good thing, you know.
Right. So basically, right away, you're like living, you're, I guess you're living on some military base or something like that as a civilian. And right away, the new guy, one of the new characters, Vega, I guess his name is, comes in and says, oh, what's his name? Anderson wants to see you, blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right. So they go and they meet up with, I guess, top brass of the Earth Army or whatever. And apparently their bases, like, out in deep space, they're starting to lose contact with them, like, one by one. And it's happening so quickly that obviously they think it's the Reapers, so they need Shepard to be there and tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Shepard, the renegade thing to say is, you're fucked. But I guess the good thing to say is, oh, we have to come together and stop these guys, blah, blah, blah. But right away, Earth starts getting attacked by the Reapers. Like, they blow the shit up out of the building you're in and kill all the council member people.
And
right away, you're trying to get the fuck off Earth because they came so quick and there's really no way to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intense.
It's interesting. It's a... I don't know. That raises a lot of questions, because now I feel like the number 3 is just going to be, like, awesome. Like,
yeah, I'm telling
story
you, like, play the demo.
Be sick.
It's the first 5 minutes, and it's like, I'm fucking pumped. Like, I'm ready for this game now.
I need to play Revelation so I can get that out of my head, just so I'm done with it, and then I can play Mass Effect 3.
I can't
wait. Huh?
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's the 6th, right? March 6th, I believe?
Yes.
Or it's early March.
It's early March.
Yeah.
It's in like 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, the popularity of Mass Effect has inspired an actual Mass Effect movie.
Of course.
Right. But it's not called Mass Effect, called Red Sand. But it's fucking Mass Effect. And
got the guy for, it's got Shepard.
It's got Mark Meer, who is the voice of Shepard, but he's not playing Shepard. Colonel John something, who's like an alliance soldier or something like that.
That's weird.
Yeah, and
messing everybody up.
Well, cuz he doesn't look anything like Shepard.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
I guess technically Shepard could look like anyone, but
that's true. That's what I was confused about. I was like, well,
he doesn't look like the default, you know, poster boy Shepard.
Yeah. Which I think is a bad thing, I think, that games are doing, because it was Uncharted, right, who modeled the voice actor, or they modeled the character Drake after the voice actor. I'm fairly certain that Drake looks exactly, or damn near close to the actual voice actor of him. I think so, if I remember right. But I think that's a great idea, because if a movie ever does arise, you won't get thrown for a loop, you know, and you'll have the actual voice, which is awesome. It's fucking awesome.
Well, I guess, but you would have to have someone who can act.
Yeah.
Not voice act, and still, you know, look the part and all that.
Yeah. But how difficult is regular acting from voice acting?
I mean, you go from sitting in a booth sipping tea talking
to being in front of a camera sitting down sipping tea talking. All right? He doesn't have to do any action scenes. He'd just be like, go do that then.
All right, go do that.
Yeah. So did you hear about the lead writer of Mass Effect? Mr. Drew Karpyshyn or something?
Games, I guess.
He's done. He's leaving and gonna go write novels and stuff now. And,
real books.
Three novels.
I can't. It kind of hurts me because he did everything that was good in like the last decade. He did Knights of the Old Republic, Jade Empire. He even did Old Republic, which we're playing right now, which has an amazing story. And Baldur's Gate.
But...
Well, shut up. Mine's pretty good, all right? Mine's just more aggressive.
I'm just brainwashed right now.
Well, you're not brainwashed. You got something in your face, in your head. It's like a little chip. Like a brain chip.
Hate it.
Like a computer chip. You're smarter now.
Not.
Maybe not.
I don't like
dumber
it.
Now.
Yeah, because you want to say stuff and then other things like, come out.
No.
Or you want to say, I'm brainwashed, help me. And you say, I like potatoes.
I like potatoes.
And they're just sitting there like, that seeing that doesn't, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any
Wait,
sense.
What is this?
Potatoes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad to see him like just be like, well, I'm, you know, games
Bored.
Cool, you know, but who books? Right,
books of the future. He's on board with that.
Yeah, history repeats itself. It repeats
yeah?
itself. It himself.
Soon
it's a him.
So man. Retro that they'll be cool.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So that's interesting. I'm glad at least he got Old Republic out because that's gonna. You know,
yeah,
keep
at least he got Mass Effect and Old Republic going.
Right. Yeah, and that'll be neat. So, we talked a little bit about the whole Kickstarter thing for Double Fine last week, raising $1 million in a day, and it was at like 1.4 when we talked, and now it's over 1.8 or something, if not already closed. I don't even know.
It's already at the 2 mark.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just short.
Is it?
It's at 1,900,000.
Mm. That's big time. So it's
25 days to go.
Yeah. I hope they make their mark.
It's going to be so hard from here.
Yeah. Tim Schafer came out with a video pretty much thanking people and stuff like that and talking about how now the game's going to be obviously much better. They're going to have voice acting now for the English version. They're going to be able to translate it from the text of it to different languages. Bunch of stuff like that. So I'm curious to see how it's going to come out. It's Double Fine, so...
Very sexily.
And apparently the whole thing about Notch actually funding Psychonauts 2 was apparently a semi-joke. Because you know how Swedish people like to joke.
All the time.
All the time, especially about money. Just the funny thing to them.
He wants some money? No.
Yeah, just kidding. Because apparently...
I'm sure he's more than willing to... put
oh,
up money.
Yeah, no, he is. That's the thing. He's still willing to put up a large amount of,
a
money,
lot of
t-
money
to help him, but you know, apparently the what's the word I'm looking for here?
Potatoes.
The
book.
Potatoes. No, the
book.
What they think it's going to be the smart word for it.
What they
for what
estimate
they, there
the
it
is. Fee
is
more than yeah, I
it's
I
for, about 40 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a lot more, obviously, than what Notch was talking about. But he's still willing to help it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... Where is it? He says, and naturally, I wouldn't want any creative input in the game. It would be a purely high-risk investment in a project that he believes in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If I had fucking millions of dollars, I'd invest in...
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, fuck yeah. So... Yeah, because there's no doubt that it'll be profitable, you know? Like, obviously
it will
not.
Now.
Well, that's true.
Now that,
huh?
The original's so, you know, such a cult classic now. And
right, yeah. It's, it
they,
has
apparently,
this
they
whole
made
following.
Much more money on it after it came to Steam and
oh,
that other
course.
Site that was selling it than they ever did when it was on disc.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe it. I mean, it sucks that I actually had to. I bought it for the PC, but it was just so buggy and
right.
crashed all the time. Right. Because it just wasn't optimized for computers back then, you know. It was made for the Xbox. And so I got it through the arcade as well on the Xbox. So I've bought that game like 3 or 4 times in my lifetime. And I still own 2 copies technically because those are digital now and they're mine.
Giving him all your money.
Yeah. So I'm excited. You know.
Hope it happens.
Yeah. You know what? I think it has too much steam now to not happen.
Right.
Like I think it has too much too many eyes on it right now to fail. So it'll be interesting and
start another Kickstarter, get another 2 million. There you go.
Honestly, if you put the next Kickstarter that says like 4 Psychonauts 2, like I think that may blow up.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah. because apparently there's another guy, not just Notch. Notch was, you know, talking about it amongst
right,
other people.
Right, there's another guy interested in investing.
Yeah, there's another few other people, backers, who really want to see it and have a lot of money. So I didn't see any names or anything like that, though.
It's got to be nice to be in that position where it's like, hey, I want you to do this. Here's money.
Yeah.
There you go. Do it.
Hey, let's make that happen.
You made a really cool game, like, 6 years ago. You want to make a sequel? Because it was awesome. I got
I'll pay for it.
You could take that. You could take my guest room. It's full of money. I don't know how much is in there.
I just store my money in there.
Well, he has, you know, different rooms in his house with different various amounts of money because room sizes change. So,
and you don't trust banks. I mean,
well, why would you?
Bank got to do with it.
Yeah, loan it to people and make money off of it.
Stupid.
That's dumb.
Just keep it in your room.
Just keep it in your house. Fireproof your house and you're good to go.
Just pad the walls with your money. Use it as insulation.
Hey,
you
can't go to someone's house and steal their house. Okay?
That's true.
Right.
They can steal a safe, not your house.
Yeah. Just work smart, not hard. Come on.
Yeah. So did you see Valve's Valentine's Day little troll thing?
No.
They put up some TF2 DLC that was $100.
Oh.
And all it gave you was a diamond engagement ring, which can only be gifted to one other person. And once it's accepted, like once that person's like, oh yeah, no, I'll take that diamond ring, both those players on their TF2 characters will have diamond rings on their hands, and it will display a community message broadcasting to everyone of their engagement. So it'll say, like, Potato has accepted Puddle's engagement or whatever. Congratulations.
I would, no.
Okay?
I'm putting a ring on that, okay?
I'm not ready, all right? But what it would do, it would display your current Steam name of what it was. So people immediately started trolling this by putting, like, here's the first example up on here is, TF2 community has accepted Gabe Newell's Half-Life 2 Episode 3 delay. Congratulations! And there's another one. Will Smith has accepted that his mom got scared and now he's moving to his auntie and uncle in Bel Air. Congratulations! And Frank has accepted Adolf Hitler's No Hard Feelings. Congratulations!
Oh, God.
And just went on and on and on. People would just change their names to where it would broadcast this funny ass thing. So, just fantastic. And that's a really cool thing about Steam, is that it just seems like it's just full of really funny
shit.
Funny shit. You know, $100.
Funny shit in there.
$100 joke right there.
$100.
Mm-hmm. So, that was interesting.
I would not spend $100 just to do that. But I don't live in Australia.
where
money just flows like wine in the river.
That's true. Only a few people are going to get that joke. Small amount.
Yeah, I don't get
had
that
to
one.
Be there.
It's over my head.
Yeah.
Oh,
Alex is finally here.
There it is.
Let's get him in here.
Well.
So he was gonna, or maybe he got off at 3:30, and he said he was gonna be home now. There he is.
Alex.
Spencer. So yeah, Alex finally here, obviously.
No, he's not.
We started like 15, 20 minutes ago, so.
I just got home. I bought Mass Effect 2.
Oh, hey. Wow. Good timing because we just got done talking about Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, we're done talking about it. Good
no,
time.
No, we're going back.
Idiot.
Nope. Started all over.
Well, we didn't talk about the multiplayer too much, which I'm very curious about, because you guys seem to be having a great time with it, and it's not what I thought it was going to be, because I thought, oh great,
yeah, I thought it
third
was
person and person first person, great, Gears of War, and I was not thrilled at all. Like, I was.
Well, I'm pretty sure what we played is just one of the modes that they're gonna have. Because remember, they showed off that Kinect thing.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, at E3 they showed off how Mass Effect 3 is gonna work with the Kinect, and they were doing like some kind of co-op thing.
But co-op, they weren't is doing different
the story.
From...
No, see, that's the thing. They weren't doing the story mode. They said whatever you do in the co-op multiplayer, like, you don't play as Shepard and all that in the co-op multiplayer, but whatever you do affects the main game, like the main storyline. If that makes any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
That's what they said. Like, the co-op is a separate storyline. It's not, you don't play as Shepard, you don't play as Garrus, all those people.
So it's like Portal 2, but...
Yeah, but what you do in the co-op is like, it's a separate thing, but it affects what Shepard and all those other people do, like what they get into.
I don't get it.
It's like what you're doing is taking place at the same time.
I understand what you're saying, but like,
supposed to be like,
we're rolling again. Okay, I have no idea what happened there. Last thing I heard was Terry saying something about maybe playing co-op first.
Yeah, like, okay. Is that what you have to do now? Play co-op first?
I don't think you have to do... I think you can play any one of them. It's just whatever you play has a separate story to it.
Weird.
That is weird.
It makes sense to me.
Well, no, you're saying it's a separate story, but it affects the main timeline too, so...
Well, it's like, you know how they got, like, Halo, and then they got the Halo ODST thing that's happening at the same time.
Yeah, but ODST didn't affect Halo 3.
It's like that, though. What? No, I know, but it's like that. Like, that's the same concept they were trying to do.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, the different storyline parts, but you're adding in, like, the integration of with your single player, too. Like,
well, that's what they said. I don't know how it's going to work.
That's stupid, but I'm intrigued.
I'm just repeating what was told to me.
Okay. Whatever.
That for a second.
So the multiplayer that you guys played was some sort of horde mode or firefight. Yeah.
It's horde mode with Mass Effect.
Yep. Mm.
So does it just keep going on forever?
No, there's 10 waves. And then the last wave is like an extraction wave. You just have to hold out till you it's over.
When is it over?
Because there's a timer.
Well, no, because on wave 10, you do whatever objective, and then at the end of wave 10, that's when you have to get back to your ship and just hold out for like 2 minutes.
Have you guys ever beat it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On the easy mode, though.
Oh, there's different.
Well, we did it on silver, too.
Did we? I don't think I was there. I don't think I was there.
Yeah, we did silver. No big D, you know?
So do you guys like unlock weapons, or like how does that work?
As it is now, they'll probably add, you know, more options later, but you basically buy packs of items. Like, there's a recruit pack and a veteran pack. Obviously, veteran pack gets you better stuff, but it's basically you get, like, meta gel. You get random items in each box.
It's like a booster pack, you know?
Yeah, a booster pack. So you might get a weapon, you might get some weapon mods, you'll always get meta gel and stuff like that.
Do you get to keep these weapons? And can you swap between them?
You keep the weapons and all that, you can swap between them between rounds, not during rounds. But there's extra items that are like they only work for one round. You have to equip it and it'll only be there for that one.
And it'll inform you of that?
Yeah.
You equip it yourself.
Because it's like a separate thing.
Okay. Yeah. It's just things like cryo rounds, incendiary rounds, armor power-ups. Just things like that. But the weapons, the important stuff you keep.
Okay, that's cool. Any armor or anything like that?
No.
You could customize your character's colors and all that. Right now in the demo you can only change... the primary color, but there's stuff for like designs and shit later on.
Interesting. That'll be definitely worth checking out when the full version comes out. I was a huge fan of Firefight in Reach. I liked playing Firefight. I wasn't interested really in playing player versus player. I'm definitely heavy into PvE. You know, I like that. so I don't have to worry about some faggot doing something stupid.
It's crazy, though, in Mass Effect, because in Firefight, once somebody dies, they're dead. But in this one, you could revive them, but the thing is, if you go over to revive them, you have to be super fast about it, because they will swarm you.
It's good. I like that. So, China is suing Apple for the name iPad. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, or China, or yeah, Chinese stores or something, I don't know. But their iPad.
Are they like 4 years late there?
No. This has been going on for a while now, but I posted a link there towards a picture of it. It's a CRT monitor. And has buttons on the top of it.
Oh, it's an iPad, idiot.
Yeah, it's an iPad, you didn't know.
Apparently, it's short for Internet Personal Access Device. And it features a large CRT monitor.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's big, right?
iPad is a whole fucking computer.
Definitely not leading the leading innovation here.
No.
You can't possibly hope to win this lawsuit. Not with that thing.
Even their box design looks like it's from the 80s.
No, we made the iPad. It
would have been funny if the word portable was in it.
Yeah. When you said, what was it, personal access device?
Yep.
That's not a laptop. What is this?
You know they got netbooks out, right? Man, have you seen the iPad? Apple's iPad? You guys aren't gonna win this. Just call it old. There's your new name.
Wow, it says here, last year Apple lost a court case in China regarding the use of that name.
What?
They lost?
Yeah, go figure.
I'm not surprised. Trying to fight China on Chinese soil. Legally, they're at a disadvantage.
And now they're trying to get all the local governments in China to remove the iPads from sale. What the?
Like Apple's iPads?
Yeah, like Apple iPads.
Interesting.
And prevent Apple imports and exports to and from China.
But like it's made there.
They just completely banned Apple from China.
Because they're too busy making knockoffs and still old ass computers.
Don't you want this nice big iPad?
Apparently, yeah, but the company that made that big ass iPad went bankrupt in 2010.
Probably because
Apple. Get some of that money. Come on, iPad. We call it iPad first. Money, pay me.
Ours is bigger.
Ours is big. Ours will crush yours. Literally.
That's their argument.
I see that now.
Look how weak yours is. Look how strong ours are.
Thrown through a wall. You small, we big.
Did you read their slogan that they came with it?
It's very good.
What is it?
And Dwight, we're talking about this, Terry, when you were gone, about people that just like to use big words.
The iPad of development constructs on the dream of technology founded human spirit.
A.K.A. our iPad founded human spirit.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
This is a good iPad. I want to see about getting one.
I want to carry it around. Hey, you guys see my iPad?
Does it come with like a little backpack you can carry?
Yeah. And a battery pack? A small generator? Like, oh, man, what time does the movie start? I don't know. Let me check my iPad real quick.
Burn.
Hold on. Let me just...
In about 20 minutes while it boots up.
Hold on, let me... on.
Oh wait, hold on, it's connected to dial up right now.
You have a phone line around here. I can plug this.
Ah shit, someone's calling. Hold on. I gotta unplug my internet.
Mom, knock me off the motor.
Hey, you guys got a 56K line I can borrow? Trying to take check movie times.
Those were dark days.
You couldn't ever start a computer up without your neighbor knowing.
The whole neighborhood. Oh, someone's on the internet.
Just walk down the street here and all these computers booting up.
CRT monitors turning on.
Yeah, they do that old school like television thing where it like squashes into a line and then yeah. into a circle and fades away.
And then it fades in and makes a crackling noise at the same time.
Like it's warming up.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Touch the screen, get like a little static shock on it.
Yeah.
The worst was just picking up the phone if someone was on the internet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just went deaf for about 5 minutes. It was like, oh, shit.
It's like you were in the Matrix or something, picking up the phone. You're like going to get teleported.
Mm-hmm.
So, off of old school front, some really big news that I'm so excited about reading. Skyrim DLC will feel more like expansion packs than they will like small little tidbits like they did with Fallout 3. Which is going to be awesome. And they're even talking about how they like the $10 spot for it. Which is going to be amazing because they're saying we're going to take a little bit longer between these DLC packs, but they're going to be more awesome, going to feature way more things. Oh, and we're going to keep it at $10.
Yay.
I like all of those things.
I like everything you're saying.
Yeah. And they said that they're even going to release tiny little free things in between those times to make it seem like less of a gap. So, like, as they're coming out with these giant DLC things, they may just be like, oh, here's a new quest over here, you know?
We made a quest. Here. Dang it.
You know? And they're
be
even...
done with it in like 10 minutes. Cool. Thanks.
Okay, bye. They even brought up a little bit about why you can see Morrowind in Skyrim.
What's that about?
Mainly it's the way the corporate... You know, the thing that they say, the prepared speech, is that if when you go up on these mountains, they want you to be able to see things. You know, they don't want it to just cut off. They want it, so they made all this land around there, obviously, of the other games that we've played.
That's a lot of land.
Yeah. And so that's what they're saying. But they said that it was, I guess, they sort of implied that it was in hopes of being able to use it in the future. Or modders may be able to use it in the future. You know, like if there's a certain mod team out there that's just fucking amazing, and it's just like, let's do some shit over here. You install it on your computer or whatever like that, and then you can travel to this area where it's completely customized by this mod team, and it's Morrowind. You know, so that brings up a really cool point because they released that construction pack, or construction something, right?
Creation, I think.
Creation.
Creation kit, yep.
And which gives people the ability to mod stuff, right? I haven't messed with it at all, but
it gives them a lot more to work with.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that by the end of the year, like, there's just gonna be mods everywhere. Just crazy stuff. And I'm stoked for it.
See that Space Core mod?
Yeah. Whatever. That came and gone for me, like, in the two seconds that
I liked
it took.
I thought it was pretty smart how they did that. Just smart? Walking around, Austin. Hey!
I don't know. It's just... Yeah, that was... Okay, cool. And then I moved on.
Oh.
That's it. I like Wheatley a lot. I do. But... I don't know. Where's the bulk of that? What are you going to do with him?
It's just for fun.
In Space Core.
Yeah, whatever.
You can carry him around with you. What's he going to do with?
Put a quest behind it, maybe. Maybe I'll be interested.
Gotta find another version.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's all the stories I brought up, or first read.
That means I need to finish Skyrim, or play more Skyrim.
Have you finished the main story?
Nope. not even close.
There's no reason for you not to finish it.
There's not a whole lot of main story, really.
Yeah, like, you should just go ahead and finish that. That way you can get, like, all the shouts and stuff that come with it.
Yeah.
And then go off and do side stuff. Because it's just...
I don't think I've played it in probably 3 months. I'm not good at dual gaming. I have to play one game, and then I'm like, I need a break from this game. But I'm not ready to take a break from Battlefield right now.
It's hard to take a break from that game.
Says you. This yep. guy hasn't played for months at a time.
Says the guy who's pro at taking breaks. All I do is just not turn on my 360. And then I'm good. I need to play more. And that's the main reason why I put it in the 24-hour live stream schedule. Yeah. Is because I want to play it. And this way people can see how terrible I am.
Live and in person.
With you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. So look forward to that. I only put it on for like 2 hours, though, because Battlefield can go either way for me. Either I'll have a lot of fun and I'll play for like, you know, 4 hours without knowing it, or I'll just be hating it and not want to play it more than 30 minutes. So... Well, I'll get into a jet at least once before I stop. That way you guys can see.
For 5 seconds. Before you crash it again. Yeah, right, I'm taking off.
All right, back on the ground.
Can't tell you how many times we've seen that happen from the sky. Enemy jet's taking off. Enemy jet is down.
Tries to do like a flip or something 5 feet above the ground.
Hey, check this out. Whoop. Sounds like me. Because I think that, like, if I just keep going straight, other jets will know that I want to go straight, because that's how you take off. You go straight for a really long time, and it's kind of predictable. So I'm like, oh, shit, I got to pull off real quick. So I pull off real quick, and then I'm like, okay, now I don't know which way I am. And so I start spinning, and then, like, I see the ground. And that's it.
That's all she wrote.
And then I'm back on the ground. And then I'm in a tank.
Hey, that's the ground there.
Good news is that the enemy won't have that jet.
Exactly.
It's true.
And that's all that matters.
You know, they have to fly over to your base and drop in to take it. So have you guys seen the Minecraft Legos?
Yeah.
Yeah, is
how
anyone else
them?
Disappointed?
Yeah.
It's just Legos.
I had zero expectations.
What did you expect?
I expected it to look kind of like Minecraft, not just blank Legos.
That's true. I'm going to say that I think stock Legos would have looked better.
That's exactly what they are, basically.
Well, they have those flat pieces that are like super thin, like for grass tops and stuff.
Yeah, they have flat pieces on top, but under it, it's Lego. My problem with it is it didn't even use, like, it could have used, like, the game textures. But they're all just blank, little, smooth, plastic.
Flat, colored.
Flat, blank, boring. I'm disappointed. Right.
Yeah. I feel like I could go over to my stepbrother's house and grab some of his kids' Legos and make a better one.
Get some Mega Blocks or something. Do it. I'm really disappointed.
I'm not. I expect that. Low expectations, and then... You know, you don't ever get let down. That's what happens when you get older kids. Is that you just become cynical about things.
Oh, did you see this story right here?
That's why everything is just like back and forth. It's like, yeah, no, it looks great, but I mean, it could be bad.
Oh, yeah, I saw the story.
Whoopsie. Was that supposed to be a secret?
I'm... shockingly unsurprised.
Yeah, oh, I didn't even care about talking about it just
Black
because
Ops 2.
How stupid it is.
Surprise.
And the thing is that they're Alex, since you brought it up, explain it to people.
Oh, Amazon basically blew the whistle on that one.
Okay, elaborate. They can't see the article.
I clicked away from it already.
Yeah, you brought it up, all right?
You read it, didn't you say it?
I was just asking if you guys saw it, but
We're on a podcast right now.
All right, shut the fuck up. French Amazon leaked details about the next Call of Duty, which is Black Ops 2, apparently. And it got taken down real quick by Activision.
So stupid.
Yeah, but that's the
same thing that happened with Halo 4 the day of E3.
That's not the gut of that article, though. The article talks about how Activision is now banning that French company from doing any other events or anything like that. From them, like they were invited to some other thing, and now Activision's like, nope, you're not allowed to come here anymore, even though it was Amazon's fault, not the French company. So that's the gut of that article.
Well, see, if the game blog company didn't say anything, then it would have all been kept secret that Amazon spilled the beans and all that.
Yeah, so...
You can't go up against Amazon.
Amazon has a lot more money than you.
Amazon has all the money.
See, that would have been kept secret. Like, okay, woof, nothing happened. But that game blog was like, hey, what are you doing?
What's all this thing?
Hey!
Yeah,
so then Activision was like, you idiot! And banned them from everything.
You're banned from the internet.
Like how Activision is taking this sense of power against them. It's like, no. Do you like using Google? Not anymore.
Banned.
So.
Yeah, well, anyway,
so that guy was fired from there.
Oh, you think it was just one guy? This is the whole company.
Game blog? One guy who reported it, though, who made the article.
That one guy. He's like, hey, look at this guy.
I'm going to make my article now.
Activision's just like, oh, you're fucked, son.
What if he just came across it like we did? He's like, oh, Black Ops 2. Okay, well, just, you know, Black Ops 2.
Hey, guys, Black Ops 2.
Super excited. And then just gets banned. From everything, every...
And it gets fired.
You'll never work on this internet again.
That guy didn't have a good day.
No.
Probably not.
That's the same thing we were saying on E3 when they spilled the beans on Halo 4 by accident on Xbox.com.
Oh. You
can tell that guy's not working there anymore.
That's a shame. But how do you make that mistake though?
Like, I know. How do you fuck that up?
Oops.
Whoa. What are my hands doing?
Let me just press the post button too. Oh no! I'm typing.
I can't stop.
Like, maybe that's
in his chair. No.
Maybe that's how all game bloggers are.
These hands. These hands.
Can't stop him. Can't help himself. What just happened? What did I do?
I don't know. What did you do? You typed something, didn't you?
You can't say you're surprised at Black Ops 2, though.
No.
Like, if you didn't see that coming, come on.
I don't expect Activision to do anything new with Call of Duty for a long time.
Yeah. It'd
be sequel. Even for random stuff like Black Ops. Actually, that's probably what they're going to be doing from now on. It's just going to be Black Ops and then Modern Warfare next year, and then next year Black Ops.
That's what they've been doing anyways, has it not?
Oh, wasn't this like how Modern Warfare ended with Modern Warfare 3?
Well, supposedly, but, you know, the game made, again, what, like 400, 500 million again?
4 billion.
I don't even know. I know it wasn't as big as Modern Warfare 2, if I remember right. I don't know.
Modern Warfare 4. Never die again.
Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 4.
Call of Duty Black Warfare 7.
Black Modern Warfare 69 8 4.
I think you nailed that one.
Four.
I think you got it.
It's gonna be a hit. All the kids can be playing it. 2020.
I gonna be so sad if Call of Duty is still.
Spencer, you're really quiet.
Are you, Spencer?
You're really quiet.
Spencer, talk to me, Spencer.
What happened?
No.
I don't know. It just sounds like you're far away from your mic.
I haven't even touched it at all.
Oh, damn it! Maybe it's just Skype being like, "Oh, you're too loud. Let me just lower your levels all the way."
I don't like that.
Skype thought you were too loud. I was like, "Oh, that's hurting my ears."
Oh, man.
Stop that.
Man. Did it.
The Ace Attorney movie is getting a screening only in California.
Man. Spencer,
you're gonna miss it.
Oh, man.
I'll be there.
Are you? It's in Anaheim.
I'll be there. I'll be there in spirit. I'll be close.
I heard good things about that movie. I love the whole Ace Attorney series.
It would be good.
Seems ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it would be a movie that would be hard to mess up because of the ridiculousness of it. You know?
Ridiculousness. Yes. Alex, how much did you buy Mass Effect for?
$20.
Not bad.
They got it, Amazon's got it for $5 on PC.
I don't know. I don't want it for PC.
Let me backtrack a little bit here.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you're back. What were your levels at?
It was at like 15.
Out of 100. So, yeah. Skype definitely did just say, no, you're too loud.
Oh, no, we're changing that. Yeah.
So I want to backtrack a little bit here. Modern Warfare 3 actually was the biggest title release ever, grossed $775 million in the first 5 days, exceeding the $650 million that Black Ops made and the $550 million that Modern Warfare 2 did. Each fucking game, dude, it's breaking records. I don't understand. I bet you anything that if they actually took into account how many people who returned Modern Warfare 3 after buying it, that number would be drastically smaller.
Yeah, but you can't really count that.
No, you can't, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, they should.
Yeah, they there should be, like, a separate
thing.
There should be a little asterisk.
Yeah. Yeah.
This many copies, and then this many.
And then people, half of them returned them. So.
Yeah, they won't
release still sold
that.
Them.
Well, we got at least sold them.
And it got 8.5. The lowest score that it got was 8.5 from GameSpot. Everywhere else is 9. Or 9.5.
Really?
9.3. I don't
understand that.
I just want to get off of it. I don't see the appeal. So it's hard for me to be non-biased.
See, I only played it for the storyline. I just want to know how it ended.
That's right. What a weirdo.
That's how you play Call of Duty, right? Am I playing Call of Duty, right?
Call of Duty storyline.
Anybody know if Call of Duty 3 came with two CDs like Battlefield did?
I have no idea.
I think so.
Oh.
No, it did not. It did not.
It didn't? Oh. That would have been funny if Alex was like, oh, what? Multiplayer? No, no. Single player. Didn't even touch the multiplayer aspect and returned it.
But why am I going to play the multiplayer? I got Battlefield.
Are you going to play it at all? Yeah.
Because he wanted to know how it ended. He wanted to see what happened to Soap.
It's
like watching a movie that you're like, oh, this is a pretty good movie, and then you get up and walk away halfway through it.
But it wasn't a good movie.
And then you're outside the theater like, oh, shit, I should have probably watched the end.
Modern Warfare storyline is the equivalent of the Incredible Hulk storyline from the movie.
Awesome. No?
Michael Bay.
No, not good.
Oh no, the Eiffel Tower is falling!
Oh, it's totally sick because we didn't do this ever! Remember how excited you were the last time this something cool like this happened?
Oh!
Remember?
Yeah.
We're doing it again!
Remember that time we let you kill all those people in the airport?
Yeah.
Now you get to watch a kid die.
You get to watch a kid explode.
It was a good explosion, though.
I bet the people who are listening to this right now who've never played Modern Warfare are like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Spencer's gone again.
What?
Spencer! Grab my hand!
Skype, if you go in your options, turn off the automatic adjust microphone settings. Oh, wow. Now you're
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's back with a vengeance. So yeah, but I feel bad for the people who have Modern Warfare and they like playing it, who are listening to us, because they're probably not listening anymore. We just let me clarify. We apologize. And, you know, we're not fans, obviously. You know, we are fans of the Battlefield series, but that's it. That's just we're so cool.
We're so cool.
And
you guys.
Yep. Hey, Spencer. Yeah. Welcome back.
I'm scared to talk.
Maybe if I keep really quiet, it'll stay loud. Just keep that levels thing up. And if you see it going down, just be like, no.
No.
Now you're kind of breathing into it.
Like that.
Let's do it. Kinda like that, yeah.
Okay. So don't do that one.
Don't do that one.
Okay. Negative on that.
So our very first survival multiplayer live stream went very well the other night.
That happened.
Yeah. In fact, I'm surprised how well it did.
And you used 10 gigs of your capacity to do it.
Yeah, I used 10 gigs of bandwidth that day. I just I can't imagine what the 24-hour one is going to be.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know. Streaming, because I'm streaming at, like, 3 megs a second. So, yay. Yay, because people bitch at me that the quality's not good enough. So I crank it up. I'm taking the hit here, guys. And I have Twitch sending the... sending the live stream to YouTube right now. I can see it processing in my video manager here. But it's been processing for like an hour and a half now. So, I guess 3 hours, 15 minutes or something like that, as long as it was? It takes a while.
You confused me when you said that. I'm sorry. Twitch sending something. What? Am I supposed to be doing something?
Wait, I didn't get that memo. You gotta get twitch.tv/twitch. If you don't already.
I would be surprised if that wasn't already taken.
Well, I mean, you should probably get on it now before this goes out.
I have to go.
I must leave.
My planet needs me. You spell Twitch in a unique way, though.
I do.
So you may get it.
It's Twitch.
Twitch.
It's because I really like Doug, so...
Oh, now I kind of want to change our intro song to the Doug theme.
You can end it that way.
I could. Alex, we opened with Sarah McLachlan's Arms of an Angel. Or Arms of an Angel?
Yeah,
Angel Arms.
Sure.
Angel Arms.
Angel Arms.
Fast Angel Arms.
Sad ass song.
Angel Fist.
Angel Fist.
So you guys got anything else you want to talk about?
Boobs.
I'm tired.
We could talk about how awesome Blogspot is.
We could
talk No.
Alex,
motherfucking quilts!
Are you aware of how awesome Blogspot can be?
Are you aware? Even no.
Or should I just say quilts and birds .com?
I'll just leave it.
Because there's this cool feature with Blogspot blogs that they have a little toolbar up top where you can say like next blog and it'll take you to like a random one, so it's sort of like the stumble upon of blogs. And for like the first 20 of them that we went through was just quilts and pictures of birds. That was it.
And then we got to babies.
And then we got to babies.
I got babies.
And quilts, of course.
And quilts.
Yep, and quilts. And then I saw
babies
Lady
wrapped in quilts with birds nearby.
Yeah. And then I saw one of the girl taking pictures of her dishwasher and babies. And then there was food and babies. Then there was fashion and clothes.
With babies.
With babies. And then it was just fashion. And then there was one that was going to think about thinking about fashion. That made sense. Just re-listen to it. It just goes downhill. And I was telling Spencer about how I feel like if I go through these long enough, I'll find one that my grandma's made. Because I just feel that she's going to have one somewhere on there about quilts and birds.
And birds.
Glad to see you got your Twitch account.
Yeah, I won't know what I would ever put on there, but well, I got
you,
it.
Yeah, you grabbed it. Yeah, that's what's important, because there's faggots out there who are like, oh, this person's popular, I'm going to just take their name here and pretend to be them. Because someone took Jose's.
Yeah.
Don't get that.
That.
Why people insist on doing that is beyond me. I don't know. Maybe they think they're going to be cool. Maybe they think that we'll be friends with them. Oh, dude, we share the same name.
I realize that it's not really Jose.
Wait, you're not a black...
Hey, guys, it's me, Jose.
Seems legit.
Hello, mates. Right. My name is Jose. I have make games. I play Minecraft and WoW.
I am
and
friend
you
of yours.
For what?
I am big friend of yours. And you have watching me play games.
Sounds like him.
Yep.
Sounds like Jose.
Classic Jose.
He must be drunk.
He's drunk again.
Good stuff.
You know we're laughing, but I know he's gonna do it for real.
So I ordered some stuff from Monoprice yesterday. Get some cables and stuff. I wanted to get some 90 degree adapters for HDMI cables. And I got all that, or I ordered it, and it came today, and I opened it up, and it was just a bunch of SATA cables. I was very confused. They were like weird SATA cables too, like they all conjoined into one cable, like it was a SATA splitter. And I call them up and I'm like, hey, yeah, so you guys sent me the wrong stuff. I ordered something different. And they're like, oh, okay, well, what's the product ID of it? And I give them all my info and stuff like that. And I timed it really well when I first joined in the chat. Because, like, you know how, like, they ask you, it's like, oh, hello, Dwight Lachman, how are you today? And I'm like, I'm great, thanks for asking. And then, like, right after, they're like, that's great to hear, or something like that. That's what my person said, was that's great to hear. I typed out that they sent me the wrong things. It's like, but I received my package today, and I got the wrong items. And I timed it just right to right after I said that, they said, that's great to hear. And so in the chat, it said, you guys sent me the wrong shit. That's great to hear. And no, it's not. It's terrible. So I got these weird SATA things, and they paid for the return stuff, and they're sending me my stuff I actually ordered. Which is cool. I've never had a problem with them. I don't even care. Like, I'm not mad about it at all.
I ain't even mad.
Yeah. Monoprice is amazing by itself, so how can I get mad?
You get a little mad.
No, I'm not.
Tiny bit.
I mean, maybe if it was stuff I needed, like, today, then maybe, but it's not.
Sure it is. You always need everything. I always need everything.
You always need everything now.
I don't have wants. I have needs.
It's true. That's words to live by. wise words.
But there's a lot of things I need.
My want list is very short, but my need list is extremely long. Will take years to read.
Ah.
So, what else? Apparently, Mojang is doing a 60-hour stream or something like that right now.
Step your game up.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be him for the full 60 hours. They're creating a game for Humble.
Keep him up.
It should be, right?
Yeah. We should feed him 5-hour energies every hour. He's good.
Here, drink this. Shoving it down his throat. Drink it.
That's good. He'll love that.
Those 5 hours are good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Oh, you chew that caffeine. Mm.
Okay. We may be talking about two different things.
Yeah. What? I think we might.
What, huh?
So you want the liquid form or
the 5-hour energy? The little shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are gross.
No, I like those. They work. Monsters, I haven't found an energy drink that can work for me anymore.
Monster works for me.
I guess I burnt myself out on those, because when I first started working at our warehouse, the big fucking can ones.
The 24s? The 64s? The 64s are ones that basically take two hands to hold, because they're so wide.
Yeah, those super huge ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through a phase where I drank one of those a night, sometimes two, if I was going back down to Manteca after I got off work.
Wow.
Yeah, so they stopped working for me. Yeah.
Go figure. I
overload yourself.
it's fine.
Nothing will ever work the same again.
It's true, though. Spencer, back off your mic a little bit. You're breathing into it a lot. I had one of those. It was a Rockstar one. The huge ones. When I worked the night shift at my last job, and I couldn't sit still. Like, I thought my brain was going to explode. And I have a high tolerance for caffeine. I do. Because, you know, I drink energy drinks all the fucking time in high school. And I thought I was going to die. My heart just was just like, nope, this is... I hope you enjoyed living, because I'm going to burn myself out right now. We're done. Hope you had fun. Hope you enjoyed that drink. Oh, they're 32-ounce ones. That's what they are.
Yeah, I thought 64 sounded a little...
I was like, this is 64?
It's a big gulp of energy.
I'll try it.
You get two of those 32 ounces and you're good to go.
I'm going to do that.
They're called BFCs.
Fucking BFC. Bucket.
There you go. There's a picture of one. Next to a 16-ounce.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're big, and they should not be drank all at once. It should be a progressive thing throughout the day.
Nope. If you're a man, you drink it. One drink.
That's true. This is what you do, but...
Good
you
Lord.
Shouldn't, I should
okay.
say.
You shouldn't drink them at all.
Okay, there you go. You shouldn't drink them at all.
Nope, drinking it.
Don't you know some kid that's like... that has so many energy drinks that he's going bald or something?
Never drinking energy drinks again.
I don't know. I talked to somebody, and they told me that they know some kid that has had so many energy drinks. He's like 16. He just lives on energy drinks, and he's already like going bald or something
like
that.
Well, I started going bald our senior year, so maybe that's me.
No, because it was a kid.
It can't be true, because I have like very thick hair.
And Dwight's drank way more Monster.
I drink a lot.
So I think
you had
okay.
balls back then, though.
So
I have to wonder whether or not.
Well, I had Rockstar. I had Rockstars a lot back then. Like Rockstars and balls were the two that I had. And then, like when I got older, I kind of gravitated more towards Monsters. I didn't like them when they first came out.
I don't get energy drinks.
Yeah, I know you do.
Obsession.
They're so good.
some goddamn juice.
I really just like the taste. I mean, I still drink Monsters, but they don't give me energy. I just like the way they taste.
Yeah, that's I get the zero, absolutely zero ones.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah,
just, I don't know, too much.
Terry's over there like, yeah, so I drink juice, guys.
Yeah, fuck.
my little box of juice.
I have soda, I have juice, I don't touch any drinks.
I didn't even know if you touch soda or not. I always see you with juice.
I don't have a problem with soda.
Yeah.
I like soda.
Yeah.
Soda pop.
Soda pap.
Soda poop.
No.
I like Mountain Dew. That's probably like the only soda I'll ever drink.
Mountain Dew is...
I don't like Mountain Dew for one reason, and it just always, like, I feel like I just always open them, and they're gone. Like, I open them, and then there's nothing in there.
It's an empty can.
You just say, aww.
It is, it's my only complaint, and yay. So I stay away from it now, just because I don't like being disappointed.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love Mountain Dew.
I like in small doses. I can't drink too much of that.
Yeah.
I try not to get like 2 liters of soda from the store because I can just drink one of those in one night.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of this. It seems like a lot when you buy it. It's like, oh, that'll last me.
Yeah.
No.
Two hours later. Oh, need to go back for another one.
That and cream soda, I'll drink.
Cream soda?
Yeah,
I haven't had that in years.
Man cream soda.
Oh, I've had that in... Well, we're not going to go there, so...
That's my little secret.
You'll never know!
Well, I'll just keep that one myself.
Way to bring the conversation down.
I'm straight!
All right, and we're back. I'm much bigger into coffee now than I am energy drinks.
I can't stand coffee because
I don't do coffee either. I don't. It's not that I don't like it. I just
I like coffee, but I just don't want to drink it ever.
I like it. I just don't want to drink it.
But I just don't want it ever.
Coffee, like my dad has coffee every morning.
So does mine.
We can't function without it.
Is he drinking straight black?
That. That's why I don't drink a lot of coffee. I don't want to need coffee every morning. And every night.
And mornings I like drinking sweet things. I don't know what it is about me. I have to have something sweet.
Man cream soda.
No. Usually something like juice.
Man juice.
Man juice.
Well, yeah. What of it? What? I could flip anything. Just put man in front of it.
I get a little man coffee.
That just makes me think of just like straight black coffee.
Yeah,
you can put man coffee. In front of any other word, it's like, oh, that's gross. Same.
Yeah, I used to get
straight black coffee is dad coffee.
Yeah.
Dad coffee.
It's exactly true. I used to get caramel macchiatos at iced caramel macchiatos at Starbucks.
Those, yeah.
It's basically just like 2-3 shots of espresso, and then the rest is just like cream. That's it, and with caramel on it. And I was just getting really tired of just tasting sugar, and it started getting really gross. And so I stopped that, and I get iced coffees with 3 pumps vanilla and a little bit of whole milk, a little bit. And it's basically just coffee with like a little bit of vanilla in it, and it's a lot better. And it's a shit ton cheaper. It's nearly half as expensive as getting those fucking caramel macchiatos. And I'm slowly like going down closer and closer to just straight black coffee.
So you get older.
Yeah.
Drinking dad coffee.
Yeah. Go to Starbucks. Can I have one iced dad coffee, please?
Coming right up, sir.
Thanks.
Not quite up to that yet.
No, no. That's why I have it iced, not boiling hot.
Icing it.
I like to think I'm young again.
I'm just sipping on it.
High school. Good stuff. How many of you out there have dads?
Huh? Who else out there has a dad?
Or, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. You got too much.
I didn't mean to bring that. I'm sorry.
I mean, let's have a party.
That's how you change conversation.
Just like a mix of Regular Show and Adventure Time. Just start dancing for no reason. I wish I had Finn's energy. Just a fraction of it, and I would be set. Like, he gets up, and he's just ready to go, just rolling.
Just... You can do it if you put a shock collar around your neck. Just set a timer on it every morning.
Every time you fall asleep.
The fuck are you doing to bed? So, in other news for technology, I just found this, which is awesome. It's a flash drive that looks like a miniature hard drive.
Well, look at that.
That's neat, right? That's like you're plugging out a little hard drive into the side of your computer.
It's a baby.
Too bad it's only 8 gigs.
Too bad you won't buy it.
I won't. I gotta... No.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
Not gonna do it.
No. I want it.
I like one of the only reviews for it. Did not work out of the box.
Suck.
Looks like he's got a faulty hard drive.
You didn't even read the pros of that one.
That's all it says.
It looks like a hard drive.
It says right there.
Oh, pros is, it's so cute.
And then the con says, did not work out of the box.
It's cute, but it didn't work.
So cute.
She's using it as a keychain now.
Derp, derp, derp. Use his earrings. By two. Use
little necklace.
Store all your very important documents on it while they hang off your ears.
La, 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 la. Smacking them against your face. A lot of good things that could come from that. All of which will make you super adorable.
That's true. That's a fact.
So, what have you guys done today?
I play Battlefield.
Yay.
I lie in bed for like 2 hours.
Yeah, you are progressively getting up later and later, it seems.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
What it is it's my phone now. I can do everything I do on the computer from my phone, so it's like I wake up, I grab my phone, I just lay down. And
I do the same thing,
Twitter,
too.
Go through internet, browsing, all that stuff.
Since I got this new phone,
I'll
wake up, I'll check my Twitter, check my emails, maybe send
do
one
it all
or two.
Without getting up.
I checked all the presidential sales.
I don't have to get up anymore.
But just we're in bed here. Sure, you
can. I get on Skype sometimes from my bed. I'll just be like, hey, guys, what's going on?
Just all yelling at Terry, get the fuck up!
You don't know if I'm up or not.
Prove that I'm in bed still.
Yeah, I need something to get me going in the morning.
Coffee.
I tried. No. Yeah? No. Yeah. Tried it. My alarm is the Guile theme now. Oh. I thought that would pump me up in the morning. It doesn't.
No?
I'm just like, shut up!
No!
Fucking song, because I was like, dan, 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 dan. Like, come on, champ, let's get the stay, son. Shut up!
Okay. I need you!
I need some kind of commitment in the morning. One that isn't just...
Fridays, podcast day.
Not like 8 in the morning.
Podcast! I'd do it at 8 in the morning.
Nobody else is going to be there.
I've been up since 8.
Yeah, I'm there sometimes.
Spencer's usually here in the morning.
I got up at 8 this morning.
That's Fridays, though. What am I going to do?
I got up at 8 your time. I was there.
Yeah, but you didn't get home until an hour ago.
No, no siree.
No, I did not.
Fitness Buddy is a comprehensive exercise planner, tracker, and instructor for your smartphone.
Is that the one that looks like a stopwatch?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I work all next week.
Yeah?
Me too.
Yeah. Mm, cool.
I don't.
I have only one day off.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's just awful.
One day to work.
I know how to solve that problem. You call in on those days.
Every day.
I promise.
I'm really sick next day. Oh, man, I got worse next day.
I wasn't supposed to work on Tuesday, I think.
I'm not even.
But they asked me if I could, and it was completely up to me, because that would have been like the entire week. And then in my head, I was like, you know what? I should take it just to see if I can do it. So I did.
Yeah, you need to test yourself.
And now you really regret it.
You're so lazy.
Now I'm just going to go to work with the Rocky theme playing. Yeah, the best around!
You're just gonna be like jogging through the store, like punching
with my hoodie up,
punching the mannequins.
Fuck you!
Got my hoodie up. Like, what is he doing?
He's training like some old ass guy with a cigar, like an aviator. He puts aviators on. And he goes, he's training.
That's crazy. He's getting angry.
Some random guy's like, you can do it!
High-fiving people as you go by. Got a bunch of kids following you.
Sounds like Rob Schneider's gonna be there.
Random-ass black guys jogging behind me.
All of a sudden you're on a beach running up and down.
My headphone cord is under my chair.
Dwight, where are you?
Dwight!
It's killing my cord! Let it go! I'll tell you whatever you want!
He's not gonna make it.
Dwight, no!
What's going on?
It's too dangerous down there.
I don't understand how this...
Get out of there, Dwight!
Okay, I fixed it. We're good. As soon as I put my foot like back down on the ground, it was on top of the wire, so I pulled my headset off. All right, crisis averted, guys. I'm back. God, when we get an office, we're gonna be so professional.
Yep.
No.
The same things is gonna happen. Terry's not gonna be there until 2 p.m. and me and Spencer will be like, well, we can't two man this.
Yeah, I'm working the entire week.
Alex is working somewhere else for some reason. It doesn't make any sense. Me and Spencer will be sitting there 8 in the morning drinking Monsters and coffee.
We'll just take a ride in the boat truck.
Ah, okay.
Boat truck boat.
Boat truck boat. Truck. Boat. With the truck.
Got a boat with a truck in it.
It's a boat with a truck.
It'd be pretty cool to see one of those just, like, straight black with the Mongoose emblem on it.
Yeah.
All of us wearing aviators. Like, straight-faced. We're not out there having fun.
We need an amphibious truck. Just drive it into the water and drive away.
Yeah. Just drive it to a marina for
no reason.
No reason at all. Just drive in.
We need
cruise
vests.
Around.
Like,
straight face. Cruise out.
Go and buy a soda or something at a vending machine.
Yeah.
That's a productive work meeting right there. All right, meeting guys. Hop in the truck.
Going to the marina.
Drive out to the middle of the ocean, have the meeting out there. Come back in.
This was not cost effective, guys.
Took us 4 hours to get over here. So I have a 2-minute meeting. Now we got to go all the way back.
All right, what color t-shirts you want? Blue. All right, good meeting.
All right, good meeting.
All right, I like blue. Let's go get a cream soda. Put our aviators back on and just drive back straight face.
Whoa. Why are we taking the aviators off?
For the meeting. We got to have a professional meeting.
Yeah. Nope.
Yep.
Right on.
Got to take off
it,
the
it's probably sunny out there. It's probably sunny.
See?
He's thinking smart. Spencer doesn't work hard. He works smart.
Exactly.
Oh, that will be our lives. Pro meeting. Aviators off, ties on.
Every company has a company car. At least one. It just so happens ours is an amphibious vehicle.
Ours is a boat truck.
So it's a truck when we need it, and then it's a boat when we don't need it.
When we don't need a truck.
That is some fine Cuban engineering.
Can we put like a 50 cal on it? It's legal if we it's legal if we weld the barrel shut. And we can keep it. As long as it doesn't it can't fire, we can have it on there.
Can we make it fire Nerf darts?
That would be sick. Just shooting cars as you're going by. Just a...
You guys just
look, look. Just an unlimited supply of Nerf darts.
We gotta paint it bright orange then.
And be like, oh, he completely covered my windshield. But damn, that was so sick.
Get like those the belt drums that the machine Nerf guns have, and just like click it in. Just it doesn't even make a sound. It's just
pluck, 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 pluck.
That's gonna be awesome. We'll just park it in our our lobby. Like we'll back it in, and then that'll be like the centerpiece to the lobby when people come to the office.
Yeah,
it's just this boat truck with a 50 cal Nerf gun on it.
It's dripping wet all over the carpet.
No, I'd be tile in there, bro. We're not stupid.
It's dripping all over the tile.
Hey, we can mop it up. You can mop walking. It up. No, you know what? You're gonna mop it up.
No,
you just got yourself a new job.
No, we'll leave it to Jose.
The real Jose or the fake one?
Whichever, I don't
know. The one we pay or the one we don't.
As okay. long as it's not me.
Maybe this is a good note to end on. So thanks everybody for listening to number 42 of the Team Mongoose podcast. The links will be on the site. You can check our YouTubes.
Play the outro music.
Okay, I'll play.
Wait. Wait.
Okay.
Bye.
There you go.
Nailed it.
So see, wait.
Hey, you guys can listen to it with me.